Here is midfielder and captain Michael Bradley. Michael, way to go. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we were talking about the conditions. Last year in the championship game, it was very cold. Clear, as I recall. No precipitation, but very cold. The prognosis for this year is, I'm going to try and do this in Fahrenheit for you. I don't know if you've converted into a Celsius, but about 30 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, about 26 with the wind chill, and about an inch and a half of snow. Yeah, that's the prognosis. What does that do? What does that do to a to an individual, to a team, when you have conditions such as that? I mean, I know you don't prefer to play in it, but does it change your style in any way, shape, or form? Change the things you try and do?
Yeah, I mean, look, in general, this time of year, the games become different. You know, when it's when the weather gets cold and the fields are all in general a little, they play a little bit different. It's not quite as easy to necessarily think that everything you've done during the regular season is gonna translate perfectly. And the great part about our group is that we, from the beginning of these playoffs, have not only understood that, but totally embraced this idea that we've just gotta take things one game at a time and find the right ways to deal with whatever gets thrown at us to make sure that we're moving on and giving ourselves the chance to win.
Michael, I remember last year at the final talking to you, or after the final, and that loss was so gutting. I mean, I remember you just walking off. You didn't stop, congratulate anyone. You were just first off the pitch, hands in your head, or head in your hands, I guess. How much did that disappointment shape this team this year?
It's been the driving force in everything that we've done. Honestly, if we could have started preseason the next morning, we would have. You know, we had a group of guys that when we when we walked into our training ground the next morning to kind of wrap the season up, we were all looking around at each other, basically saying, when can we start again? And that feeling, the experiences that we've had as a group mean a lot. And so obviously the disappointment and the heartbreak of the way that final went has meant that giving ourselves another chance to get back to that game, to get back to another final, it's become an obsession for us. And so we have used it since day one this year. And quite honestly, I've never been a part of a group that has been as single-minded and as driven as ours this year. And so we're excited. We feel good about now giving ourselves another chance to play in a final in our stadium, in our city. But nobody's celebrating anything yet, because we've got to make sure that we're ready to do one better.
Well, in terms of redemption, I would think, Michael, that you are, if I'm you, I'm rooting for the Sounders tonight. I'm rooting for Seattle. I want them. You're in the game now. You've guaranteed that much. I want another kick at the guys that really stole one from you last year. Don't you?
I'll be honest. I couldn't care less.
Really?
This is in my mind and in our minds, this is about us. This is about us having the chance to lift a trophy, to win a championship in our stadium with our fans. Tell me who we're playing against, and I'll be there, because, like I said, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Is there a style difference between the two teams in the West that is noticeable?
Yes, very big.
So tell me about
it. Seattle are a veteran team. They've got some very good attacking players. Clint Dempsey, a longtime teammate of mine on the U.S. national team. Halfway through last season, they brought in a Uruguayan attacking midfielder, Nicolas Lodero. These guys and their ability to play and move and create chances are very, very good. Houston are a little bit of a surprise this year. They've not had a great few years, and this year with a new coach and with a lot of new players, have been a big surprise, and they are a team that defends a little bit deeper on the field. They're not so worried whether they have possession all the time, but they have some very, very dangerous guys on the counterattack. And when they have space out in front of them, guys who are fast and mobile and who can really be dynamic and cause trouble. And so obviously Seattle have a big leg up going into tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Houston can do anything to at least make it interesting. We'll be watching and make sure that we're ready for whoever it is.
Michael, Jose Altidore, you've been, as you mentioned, with Clint Dempsey, teammate of his for a long time. And he kind of had maybe one of the low of his lows, when he got tossed in the earlier playoff game, and then a high of highs scoring after his injury. Just take me a little bit behind the scenes there and what was going on with him when it was determined he was ejected, and then after that goal last night. I mean, a huge moment for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing about Josie is that even in this last stretch when things in some ways haven't been perfect or haven't gone exactly the way that he would have liked, he's got a really, really strong way about him that just allows him to keep a level head and be ready for whatever's coming next. And so obviously, the frustration for and disappointment for both of us of not qualifying for the World Cup with the U.S. national team. And then we get back here and obviously the everything that went on in the second leg of our game against New York Red Bull and him getting red carded and then having to miss the first game in Columbus. It's been a tricky stretch, a lot of time in between games, which means that he and Seba hadn't played a game in I believe it was like 25, almost 25 days before last night. And through all that, he's still such an important guy for our group. Comes in every day with a smile and ready to give everything he has to make sure that we're going in the right direction. And when we needed him last night to make a play, he and Victor and Seba put together one heck of a play in an incredibly tight space to get us to the final.
I suspect you can't give us much of an update, but give me a sense of how bad you think the ankle is, his ankle.
It's sore today, that's for sure. He's not moving as well as he normally would be. But I would say with as close to 100% certainty as I can that it would take an awful lot for him to miss this final. And so, he'll use these next 9 or 10 days to make sure he's getting all the treatment, doing everything he needs to. But when push comes to shove, I've got a real good feeling that we're going to see him out there.
Your coach was on this program and we talked a little bit about, a surprising dearth of offense over the last couple of games, not including last night. Obviously, I haven't talked to him since that, but you only did get the one last night. Can you explain that? And does it become a concern on a team that really hasn't had a whole lot of problems scoring goals all year, all of a sudden you run into a, it becomes a little more difficult. Do you think it was situational, or do you think there might be something to be concerned about?
No, it's the playoffs, you know, and quite honestly, that's the playoffs in every sport. You know,
sure.
I mean, you watch the NBA and all of a sudden, come playoff time, there's no, the level of competition and the level of defense goes way up. You know, there's no free layups anymore. And
yeah.
So the idea is the same. That's it. Just, obviously our mentality in the regular season, our willingness to go for it every single night meant that we, over the course of 34 games, we separated ourselves in a big way from the rest. But what happens in the playoffs is, you know, everybody's one play from their season being over. And so for the teams that struggle over the long haul to find the right ways to make sure that they can compete and be ready to go, it's easy in the short run. It's easy to get a group of guys who over the course of a few weeks and you know, for 90 minutes at a time when your season's on the line can really crank things up. And so things are tight. Things are, everything's on the line. And so this is what this time of year is all about. And as I said at the beginning, that hasn't fazed us one bit. And I think that is such a big reason as to why we are where we are, because in the history of our league, there's been so many teams in our situation that have won the Supporter Shield, have had very good regular seasons, but then get to the playoffs and think that you don't have to raise your level, or that everything you've done in the regular season is just going to
continue.
Just going to continue in the playoffs. Exactly.
Yep.
And that's just naive. That's just naive. And so we've made sure that we're going to, you know, whatever we need to do on a given night to make sure that we keep ourselves going, that's what we're going to do. And I think, you know, in the midst of all this, we've still managed to put together a lot of good football, a lot of good plays. I mean, again, the play that Seba and Josie and Victor Vasquez put together last night is unbelievable. The space is so tight and there are so many guys on Columbus back and in that area. And for the three of them to be able to move off of each other, and put that play together with so much on the line. I mean, that's incredible.
Well, with due respect, and that was I agree, it was a great play and it was an offensive play that resulted in a goal, and it was the only goal and the winning goal. But you saved the game, my friend, with that defensive play, when you hustled like crazy to get back on what would have been a prime scoring opportunity and almost likely a goal. And that is not lost on anybody. I just want you to know. So you can share it with your friends up front, but that was a great play. Congratulations on that one. Michael, you wanted something else.
What? I appreciate it.
Michael, just curious because, you know, there's a lot made of the kind of erratic schedule that the MLS gets into in the postseason because of that international break. What effect does that have just as a footballer to play so few games in this amount of time? Is it one of those things where your body feels great and you appreciate it, or you're just that little bit out of rhythm because you don't have quite the same touch and all of that? What would be ideal, and what's gained or lost by the way the schedule sets up?
Yeah, it's a good question, Michael, and I'll tell you, it's not ideal. Having said that, it's a tricky situation, and I've I think we've all thought long and hard about it. I'm just not sure what the fix is. You know, with this international break in November, it's hard because, you know, to finish before or to not start the playoffs until after means you're really cramming things. And ultimately, as players, we leave that part to the league and the schedule makers. In terms of dealing with it, Yeah, it's a challenge. Obviously, you know, they're the biggest games all year, and there is so much emotion and adrenaline and passion that goes into every game, and in a lot of cases, then you're waiting so long to play the next game, and you know it's an exercise in finding the perfect balance in you know, recovering mentally and physically. And also, you know, especially when you have 9-10 days in between games, you've got to, in those first few days after the game, you have to find the right way to kind of let go of it all a little bit. You know, if you're replaying every play over in your head, or if you're already thinking about every detail of the next game, it's 10 days is a long time to do that, and you can drive yourself crazy, and you can ultimately wear yourself out before the game even comes.
It's like the opposite of relaxing. Side,
yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I think we've done a really good job of using the time to recover mentally, physically, you know, making sure that there's a day off here and there so guys can spend time with families and do things like that. But then obviously the closer the games get, making sure that we're cranking things back up and making sure that the preparation and the attention to detail in every way is what it needs to be before, you know, such important games. And so it's one more thing to deal with. Again, in the moment, everybody, you know, we were in for regeneration today. You know, the morning after a game like last night, guys love spending time with each other and you know, having breakfast together and kind of reliving it a little bit. And we'll use the next few days to make sure that when the beginning of next week comes, we're ready to really prepare in the best way for the final.
Will you pick a day in the next 10 or 11, you know, that you'll go extra hard to make sure that you have the gas in the tank to go a full 90? Or is it just kind of just a steady state type of training? I'm just kind of curious.
Good question. So, I mean, you know, we were in today for regeneration. Tomorrow is an off day. We'll train Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, those will everybody knows their own body. Everybody at this point in the year knows what they need. But for me, Saturday and Sunday will be days where I'll push it in a good way. Monday is another off day, and then we'll have our normal, you know, our normal rhythm is a 4-day lead into a game. So then we'll train Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and play Saturday. And so, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday will be, again, days where, you know, I need to make sure that I get the work that I need and really push it. And then by Thursday and Friday of next week, that's when things will start to come down. And it's more about, you know, getting a sweat and making sure that you know, tactically as a team, everybody's on the same page in terms of what we're doing. But the work is done at that point. It's just about recovering and making sure that you're ready to go mentally and physically when that whistle blows.
Michael, congratulations. A great win last night. You get a chance to watch Houston and Seattle, find out who the opposition is, go through the process over the next 10 days in another championship game. The whole city's proud of you guys, and we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it as well.